Nehemiah chapter 6 verse 15. So the wall was completed on the 25th of Elul in 52 days. Listen very carefully. When Nehemiah got the burden to pray and cry for the broken wall, what we heard a few days before, I believe in numbers, especially the numbers from the scripture. I just love to take as it is. As we started up from the month of Jan, we covered almost 90 plus days now. It's like almost 96, 97 or 98, less than 100 days we are now, right now. Now, according to the word of God, we are getting into that 120 days of prayer. The first 120 days was continuously praying and fast. And we don't know how many days he was fasting. But we know that he was praying and he was fasting. But for the work of the Lord, it took only 52 days. And that work was not so easy to be done. And I'm not going to all those areas this evening time, because what the Lord spoke to me this evening time is to speak about leadership. The Lord said to me this evening time to charge you that you are called to be a leader. Can you agree with me by saying an amen for that? You are called to be a leader. And what will prove that you are a leader? That's the most important thing this evening time. Listen very carefully. This is what the Lord spoke to me. Prayer produced potential position. Prayer produced a potential position. When he was ready to cry and when he was ready to weep, seeing the brokenness, God have come down and elected him. According to the Webster dictionary, the meaning of leadership is a position when you are elected, when you are selected to lead. That is the term explanation which is given in Webster dictionary. A leader is a person, or leadership is a position when you have been elected and selected to lead. But many times our leadership miss the inaccuracy. Many times our leadership, you know, gets failed where we need to be adequate. We fail in the position where we have to be. We fail on the way of the journey. We start the good work, but we end up messing up things. But looking into the life of Nehemiah, the man who started up with a vision, who ended up the vision by completing what the Lord have anointed upon him. And I declare this evening time, the CTRR, as you have been called with a vision, God wants you to complete God's vision by building up the broken wall. You will not settle down until you complete the work. Maybe in the journey you will be all alone. Maybe nobody will be there to support you. Maybe your finance will be just flowing down for the ministry. Just let it be happen, because God wants to bring his glory. And when God starts his work, he will never end his work. What he promised, he is going to complete it for us. Listen to me very carefully. When I was just digging up the word, what does that mean by a leadership? A leadership, you know, we say, this is a basic understanding. If you step out and if people start to follow you, you are a leader. Listen. That's the first point. But on the second time, if you look very carefully, there are leaders who start the journey, but on the halfway done, people used to, you know, just withdraw from that journey, because people know that the leadership is not so correct. So they just withdraw from the journey. Even that person is a leader. But the most Efficient leader is a person who will take his followers till the last time of his journey. And the first and foremost example what we can see in the scripture is about Jesus Christ. Look into the life of Jesus Christ, who was a great leader, took disciples to start this journey with him. Do you know what he did? Even though when he was dying on the cross, he was knowing completely disciples are going to withdraw from this journey. Do you know what he did? After dying, after resurrecting, he never departed back to heaven. Rather, he stayed over here to make a confirmation that I need to prepare my leadership to build the church. 40 days of Jesus' journey after the resurrection was not to minister for the people in the crowd. It was just for the disciples. My question here is, if Jesus wanted that 40 days of time to be with disciples, to confirm them to get into the leadership, how much we need to focus the church, fellow brother and sister in the ministry to uplift them. We get tired when people are not understanding us. We get tired when people are leaving us. We get tired when people are not on the track. We are getting tired because they are doing their own businesses. But do you know what Jesus did? Jesus had never a second opinion. He had only one focus, is to get these people back to put in the track. And this evening time, the Spirit of the Lord says, get those people back to the track. Listen very carefully. In the Old Testament, we see a lot of leaders coming up. The best leader we can ever see, as I said in January when I was preaching, I preached a best leader was Moses. But after coming to the book of Nehemiah, what I have seen is the book of Nehemiah is the best book we can find for leadership. The best leader, if you want to find, is Nehemiah. In Bible, if you look at every areas, it will minister to your personal life. If you are feeling lonely, if you need deeper life, get into 1 John. If you need a spiritual upliftment because of spiritual depression, get into 2 Timothy. If you feel that you need wisdom, you need God's revelation, get into Proverbs. If you need any confirmation and clarity about marriage, love, and so on, get into Songs of Solomon. What does that mean? Everything of life covers in the Bible. And Bible covers the speciality of the leader in the book of Nehemiah. And this evening time, when I'm speaking to you about Nehemiah, a preacher who tries to, you know, explain about a leader, you will never be a successful person. No one can teach leadership. I hope I'm speaking to you. No one can teach leadership. Leadership is not a thing that to be taught. It's not to be taught. Rather, it should be implemented. And by the implementation, people will follow you and they will increase their wisdom to follow you. That is what where a leader comes. It is not what he preaches. Anybody can preach. Putting up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 points on your sermon, it's an easy task. But to make a leader, it is not on those 1, 2, 3. It is on your life. Nehemiah proved leadership through his life. And this evening time, even though I said about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you know that my sermon will not, you know, finish up without points. So I have 5 keys this evening time. If you want to catch it, catch it. There is no wordplay today. It is purely what the Lord spoke to me. So there is no wordplay today. I tried to make wordplay, but I failed to make, you know, those words. So be okay with me this evening time. So 5 keys, 5 faculties where a leader should be focused according to the life of Nehemiah. The first and foremost thing is the most important thing. A leader without a vision will never be success in God's mission. A leader without a vision will never be a successful person in God's mission. Now listen very carefully. CTRR is having a vision. Right? What is our vision? Is to build God's work. Is to build the church. Is to focus to, you know, uplift people and train people. And, you know, we are expecting more people to come inside the church. But somewhere where we failed as the people of leadership is to focus on the true vision. Listen very carefully this evening time. A visionary will be a person who will be, you know, having the vision about the one who have sent forth. When I was going through the scripture, God has spoken to me from many areas from the scripture. Listen very carefully. Do you remember last week when I was speaking on Revelation? We spoke for 3 weeks to prove about the glory. Right? We were focusing on the glory of God last 3 weeks. And one area where I spoke to you, you know, I don't know you guys remember. You know, John was given up the revelation about the church. John was given up the revelation about the things, what was happening. Now listen very carefully. How many books are there in Revelation? 22? 21? Confirm. Ranima is confirming. 22. So let's confirm. 1, 2, 3. Okay. So there are 22 chapters in the book of Revelation. Now listen very carefully. 21 chapters he was speaking about churches on the beginning area. He was speaking on the churches, and later on he was speaking about the things what's going to happen. But listen very carefully, his vision never started from the church. John's vision started by seeing Christ. Any ministry, any leadership in the spiritual area, you should see the one who is sending you first. Unless you realizing about him, you realizing about his vision, you will be a never successful person in the ministry. Amen. Now listen very carefully. If you look into the book of Old Testament, a great leader was after Nehemiah. Now I'm just making it this way. After Nehemiah, it was Moses. Look into the Moses, the one who started to lead the people from Egypt to the promised land. He was trying to lead the people. Now, he started his ministry by getting up the vision about the heavens. Even though in the Old Testament, it was not an easy task to see God. Even he couldn't see completely God, but he was taken into places to give him the revelation about God himself. Delivery is secondary. Getting people from Egypt is secondary. Leading them through the wilderness is secondary. But the first and foremost priority is to see the one who have sent you. Many times you and me failed in that area to realize who was sent by. And many times we feel like we are doing something for our benefit. And God speaking this evening time, you are not doing your ministry, you are doing God's ministry. So the first thing, what do you have to see? He's the one who has sent you. Nehemiah, the man who had the vision from God. Vision is about God. It is just about God. Building up the walls, the broken walls, is definitely part of the mission. But that is not the greatest mission. Mission is to see God. Can I prove, you know, how did he see God? That 120 days of fasting and praying. Listen very carefully. The 120 days of fasting and praying. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. This is the evening that the church is fasting and praying. I pray that your inner eye will, you know, be open completely to see the one who has started this journey. The one who has implemented the vision inside you. He will be revealed completely to you this evening time. You know what Nehemiah did, what before doing the mission of God, he started to sit in fasting and praying for 120 days. He wanted a clarification. He wanted to know, am I there on the track to build the temple, the walls of the temple? Am I on the track of doing the perfect will of God? Can I ask you something this evening time? You can be the partakers in the building process, but if you are not called for that, you will be a failure. this evening time. My prayer is that what is your ministry? You need to realize it in prayer. Maybe your ministry is a preaching ministry, make sure you do it. If it's a singing ministry, do that ministry. If it's a prophetical ministry, do that ministry. What is that assignment God have given you? Do it specifically. Don't get into every places. If you get into every places, you will mess the ministry. Do what is appointed to you. Nehemiah got the confirmation of his appointment by sitting in God's presence for 120 days, getting the clear vision about who is sending him for the ministry. This evening time, the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to CTRR. Get the clarification about his vision. If you are a visionary, be with me. If you are a visionary, you will have the tendency of inquiring. If you are a visionary, you will have the tendency of listening. If you are a visionary, you will be having the tendency of breaking yourself. If you are a visionary, you will step out to do what is assigned to you. Four things. If you are a visionary, you will have a heart of asking questions. Now, when the brothers came from, you know, Jerusalem, the first question from the Judah, the first question that comes, pop up, Nehemiah's mind, what is the current condition there? Inquiry. Second, he was ready to listen. You know, when we study counseling, you know, when they teach us about counseling, what they teach us is, if you are a good counselor, make sure you are a good listener. Many times a counselor is a person who advises. You know, how many of you have went to doctors? I know that everyone, most of you, almost every 99% of. Okay, there are some doctors. We have a doctor behind too. So there are doctors, you know, before we telling up our sickness, they started to write the medicine. You have seen such kind of doctors? Hey, seems like you never saw it. I have seen it. You know, when they, a doctor, actually last night, so he started already to write. Last night, tick, 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 tick. Okay, I had a headache. Oh, headache, paracetamol. He will not listen all what we are going to say. He just start to write what he just want to write. But there are doctors who will never touch the pen until he hears you completing what you want to speak. They will listen completely and then they will start up the medicines. Many times in leadership we fail. We are good to give advice. Rather, we are, you know, failing in the area to listen properly. As a visionary, Nehemiah's best quality is he's a visionary who can listen up things. He was concentrating on what he was listening. And listen, the third thing. That is the most important thing. Many times, you know, when I was praying this afternoon time, the Lord has spoken to me a lot of things on that area. A visionary, a leader is a person who can easily be molded by God. But do you know what happens now in the leadership? You try to mold others' life. I hope I'm speaking to the church. You are good to advise others, but you will never be corrected yourself. The best quality of a leader is that you will be easily available to mold by God, the one who is giving you the vision. God cannot use you in the way, in the system, in the pattern by your doing. God wants you to get into his pattern to do his wisdom. I hope I'm speaking to you this evening time. Many times we are trying to do God's ministry in our wisdom. You will be failure. CTRR should not be a failure by doing, implementing our wisdom. Rather, get into his wisdom to implement his vision for the glorification of his kingdom. A visionary is a person who can be molded up easily. And the fourth one, a visionary is a person who is ready to step out. Did I say step out? You may be wondering. Why I'm repeating that word? Why? Because he was close to the king. Even though he was not well paid, Salary was not that much, but he had the privilege to stay in the palace. Now, inside the palace, what are the talks going on? He knows it first. Because he is the taster of every food. He tastes the wine, he tastes the food. Everything he tastes as well. So he had a good position. Now listen very carefully. If God's vision should be implemented, there are times God wants to kick out your position. I know that that's not easy. I think you're going to say, Pastor Blessing, thank you so much for the word. I'm not ready to be out of my position. Rather, I want God to move in my position. Don't try to cheat him. There are times if you want to be a visionary used by God, God will kick out of what you are doing. Then who will feed us, Pastor? Ask God who is going to call you. A man who was ready to move by faith. Now listen very carefully. When I'm trying to say this evening time, listen very carefully please. There are times that last week, I have to testify this, otherwise I will be unfaithful to God. I have testified, this week was a very tight week for me. That's why I couldn't bother in your life a lot, in CTRR's life. I was very busy this week. Many places I went, I justified this. Last week, when I was in the morning church, I said, God have to do a miracle in my life for traveling. Because I have to pay the full fare for this trip. And evening time after the CTRR, what I'm trying to say is about CTRR. After the service was finishing, you know, I got a cover which had 3,000 dirhams. You know, I'm just putting up that exactly amount because why I'm telling is, and I'm accountable to God because in the morning church, Sajivan brother and family is here from the Malayalam church. You can ask them what I testified there last week morning. I said in the church, I don't have money to travel, but I know this time I have to pay full fare for the ticket. God has to do a miracle. On that same evening time, God has provided what I need. If you are a mission, start by faith. Start by faith. Look at Nehemiah. When he was getting out to rebuild the temple, do you think he had money? Hey, hello, be with me. Do you think he had money? Looking at his face, king was asking, what is your problem? Why are you looking so, you know, tired? Your face is so down. What happened? Are you sick? No. It is that one heart that I am in a mission, but I need for this mission. You know what the king said? King gave more than what he need. When God is putting you in a vision, you will never lack in that mission. I hope I'm speaking to the church. Even CTRR, I got the accounts of the year. When I'm looking at the accounts, last 1 year, how faithfully the Lord led us was a tremendous testimony. Don't ask me how. Don't ask me now. We don't know how. Every month we need 10,000 to 12,000, 15,000 dirhams. Every month we need just for the local church expense. And after that we need the money for the missions. But we never lacked anything throughout the year. What I'm trying to say is that if you have a vision, get out by faith. Never wait for the provision for the vision. The provision will be done when you step out of that mission. You know, when you step inside the mission, the provision of God will be following you. I said I'm finishing a fast, but you know me. Let's go fast now. Okay. The second key, the second faculty, if you are a leader, being in the leadership, you will be a person who will give vision. When I'm telling you this point, I am on that side. I am a promoter. I never want to keep my position. And I know the CTRR knows what I'm speaking. I always push you guys to be in the ministry. I never want the pulpit every time to show off. I'm happy that I'm getting the time to preach. That's all. I don't want anything else, because the word has the power to penetrate your hearts. That's all what I have to do. But I am ready to share this stage with any person who are anointed. Look at the life of Nehemiah. When I was watching him very carefully, he was ready to share his vision to others, the second key. He was not sharing the vision just to the people, the Jewish people. He was even ready to share his vision to the ungodly. You didn't like that word. Can I put it this way? He was ready to share the vision even to the political leaders. That's good, right? It's a positive word. Yeah, I know that the first point when I said your face was not so, you know, looking good. So let's put it in this way. He was ready to share his vision. There are times God gives you vision that you need to share to others. There are times God speaks to you that you need to speak to secular people about your vision. I just love that word. When he was having the vision, he never called. He reached in the place where he had to build the wall. He never called everyone, hey, come, you come. You know, God have sent me with a purpose. Come, sit with me. I want to talk to you. He never did that. Do you know what did? He did. Nehemiah, once reaching to the place where he had to build the temple, the walls of the temple, what he did was, he walked 3 days silently. What does that mean? There are times when God gives you a vision that you need not to speak it out to everyone, you know, immediately. God wants you to be silent, watching and walking around the streets. He went through the gates of the temple. He was looking from where I have to start the work. He was least bothered about who is going to be with me, but he was focusing on where should I start the work. And this evening time, the Spirit of the Lord says, when God gives you a vision to share, the first thing what you have to do is be silent and walk for 3 days. A silent 3 days in your life. That you will never be talking to anyone, or you will be never gathering a people. That will be the days when you will be preparing for the great work of God. And God is speaking to the church this evening time, as this month is going to be an extraordinary month of good news. God says there are times that I have given you to be silent. Be silent. But your walking is not just simply quiet. You are praying and walking to see what the Lord wants to do. God doesn't want an ear to move. This hall can be completed in 1 second of time. Your walking can be there for many days, but 1 second is what God need to, you know, complete the entire chair. And God wants you to be a person who can share your vision, even to the Jewish people, as well as to the political, secular leaders. The third thing, the key of a leader. The third faculty. A leader should be a person who has the discernment. Be with me. On those 3 days, he walked everywhere on the area, looking up, you know, where should I start the work? What to do, you know, in this mission? What I have to do? Do you know what he did in this journey? He was looking at people's face like, you know, I'm looking at you. And he was actually discerning in the spirit who have to be where, and where should be how. He was connecting from one person to the next person. Hey, Robin, he can do that. Vimal, he can do this. Satin, he can do that. You know, actually, the Spirit of the Lord was leading Nehemiah to discern people who can be where. Everyone cannot be on the process. God wants only certain people. And you and me as a leader, this evening time, the Lord says, get ready with a discernment in the spirit to realize what others can do. And God doesn't want you to accommodate everyone in this journey, but prepare yourself to assign people for the right course. This is what the Lord is speaking to you. The fourth I'm running up now. The fourth faculty. He was tenacious. I love that word I'm using for the first time. He was tenacious. That means he was very vibrant. He was so strict. He was so, you know, he had the very clarification on what he was doing. The term which we are using is, he was tenacious. Listen very carefully. Do you think when God has given you a vision, you will not have a trouble in this journey? Every vision when God gives is to deal with problem. But every problem what you're dealing will face a problem. Every vision what God is sending, see, the walls is the problem now. So Nehemiah is going to deal with the problem. But when he is going to deal with the problem, there are going to be problems rising up in this journey. But a person who is having the vision about God will never back up from the problem what he is facing. What is the problem what he is going to face? Two kind of problem. One is the external problem and one is the internal problem. Are you with me? What is the tenacious what he is? He has to face two kind of problem. One is the external problem and one is the internal problem. What is the external problem? He has Sanballat and Tobiah, who is so negative, telling a guy, if you're going to build up, we are going to mess this work. Every time negative words. And when he was on the way of building up the walls, again these guys were coming. We will clean up you. We will not allow you to complete this work. You know what Nehemiah said? Let's see. He said to the workers, get up, get a sword in one hand. Get up bricks in one hand. I need you to build this, you know, this wall. But if you feel some enemy is going to come, you will fight the battle with them. I'm speaking the spirit this evening time. There are times that when we are in the process of building. When I was reading somewhere, what I've seen, Roman government soldiers, they never took sword from this side. They never took sword from the left side. Where they place the sword is on the right side. And the sword will be in this position. So when the enemy comes, they need not to go to that end to get the sword. What they do is very easy access to get. Fight the enemy. God is speaking to us this evening time. When you are in a process of building the broken walls, there are times that enemy will not allow this process. But get ready with the sword, which is the word of God, to fight the battle that you will bring, bondages breaking in the darkness of the world. And you will see people shining for the kingdom of God. And what was the internal problem? External problem is easy to deal. Four words of speaking in tongues, fine. But what is the internal problem? That is ladies' issue now. Ladies' issue now. What is the issue? They had an issue. They came to Nehemiah saying one thing. Hey, Nehemiah, you the great leader, we thank you for coming and building up this wall. But we have an issue. What is the issue? You know, you are using our, you know, husbands, our family members to have the construction going on. We are happy for that. But there are people from your category. Even though they are in the same category, they are complaining about his category. The Jewish people who are coming and misusing their finances. Taking up their kids and using them in the way they want. And Nehemiah should have to deal with it. That is an inside problem. What is the external problem? He had to fight with Sanballat and Tobiah. And what is the internal problem? He has to fight with the Jewish people. Even though he is building up the broken walls, he has to fight the people who are, who should be, with the kingdom building process. But there are times that they are so negative in this process. And do you know what? Listen very carefully. So that's why we say, there are times the words you declare is very important. You know what Nehemiah said? You know what Nehemiah said? I just love that. What he said was, you know, look at my body. I have dust in my body because I am in this construction. I am not a leader who say to people, okay, do that, do this. I am not the boss here. I am still there in the work. Look at my dress. I have dust in my dress. So as I am just wiping up my, you know, the sands in my dress, God is about to wipe you. Every time grace, every time love, it is good. Mercy, good. Daisy is also good. But the problem is that when you have to be serious, be serious. When you have to be clear, be clear. What he said, that this is the time. I just want to say a warning for you. If you are going to play with God's people, as I am just taking up the dust from my body, God is going to take out your life. Do you know what the Jewish people said? Hey, please don't say that. We are ready to, you know, cooperate with you. And you know what Nehemiah said? He was a very, you know, wisdom guy. He said, can you bring the priest? Can you bring the papers? I just want signing agreement with you that you will not disturb this project. He did it. Some of you are looking at, Pastor, there is a story like this. Yes. Read the Bible. Simple. He got the permission from the priest. They came, they wrote it in a paper there. Jewish people will not disturb this work. And the Lord is speaking to me as a prophetical word. There will be disturbances from inside. But God's work will not be stopped. Because this is the work of God which God has started. And this will keep continuing. And the last word, the most important word, what Nehemiah said, as a leader, I need to have an integrity. When I'm going for this mission for Africa, for 9 days of time, I'm speaking with the word of God now. For 9 days of time, I'm not getting any penny from anyone for what I'm doing. And you are, when you are stretching your hands, I'm not taking that money for my personal use. As Nehemiah said, when I was praying, I was just comparing myself with Nehemiah. I am nothing to compare with Nehemiah, but I was just trying to compare with him. What he said was, this is the integrity what I have. If you can read for me, it will be a great thing. Chapter 6, if you can just take chapter 6 with me. Very quickly, I'm just winding up right now. Chapter 6. Okay, if you are there with me, can you just read from 16 onwards when all our enemies heard about this? If you are there with me, read with me about this. All the surrounding nations were afraid and lost their self-confidence because they realize that this work has done with the, my integrity will prove that I have not done this work. It is God who has sent it. I may not preach it, but my work will prove it. Can I prophesy to the church? It is not by our preaching. Let our work prove what we are doing. Can we close our eyes right now? Let our work prove as a leader. Just close your eyes right now. 5 things, the key things to be a leader. Look unto the Lord this evening time. Very watchfully and very carefully to the Lord. The Lord is about to do a ministry in your life. The Lord is about to do something new in you. Maybe you are telling to God, God, I don't have anything to give up myself because I feel I'm a useless guy, a useless person. I don't have the strength, I don't have that anointing, I don't have that capacity, caliber. But God is looking at your life and speaking to you. My brother, my sister, my son, my daughter, you are the part of the journey. Never say that you don't have capacity. Never say that you don't have caliber. God is speaking to you this evening time. You are in the part of this journey. Glory to God. But as a leader, speak to yourself this evening time. I need a vision from God. My vision is not church. My vision is not the kingdom building. My vision is about God. God is my mission. He is my vision. And I have to complete this vision by seeing, looking unto Him. And I cannot do anything by myself. I need His help to do it. This evening time, I'm happy to announce this message to you. The CTRR is not just going to be a normal church. God have appointed this redeemed remnant group to shake the nations. You are in the house of the Lord with a serious business. Don't be, looking aside, looking at the empty chairs and say that nothing is happening here. This is just a start. This is just a start. There are 3 days that you will be walking up silently, quietly, watching from where I have to start the work. Even though you came all the way, taking up 120 days of fasting, you started the journey, you completed the journey, coming up to the land, still 3 days of silence in your life. It's part of the journey. Silence is part of that journey. Why? You are looking at very carefully from where I have to start the journey. Even though you know that you got a confirmation that this is my part of the journey. But now you are looking at where should I start the journey. The wall is not a small wall. It is a big wall. God's work is a big work. It is not a small work. And God is looking unto you. Are you watching up carefully from where to start the work? Where to start the work? And this evening, God says, get the vision, clear vision about God. Be ready to share your vision to the God's people as well as the political leaders. Because King has the resource what you need. He has the letter what you need in this journey. And He is going to be with you in this journey. And God says, discern what is correct, what is wrong. Who should be there? Who should not be there? Don't get everyone in this work. There are certain people who are willing, who are called in this work. Make them inside the work. Discerning is very important. Tenacious is very important, that you need to be strong as you are going to be, you're going to face many negatives in this journey. External negatives, internal negatives. There are times that you said, why God, it's just for me, not to anyone, just to me. Because you are called to be separated. You're called in the great mission. And God says, be strong. And the last word, but not the least, be integrity in the work of the Lord. Without thinking anything of your benefit, thinking about God's kingdom's benefit. Not your name to be fame, but His name to be glorified. Let His kingdom be built. Just give yourself to the Lord. Let's close your eyes right now. Surrender your life completely for the leadership training this evening time. And God is preparing your heart to be a strong leader for the kingdom process.